Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Women, Empowering Women podcast. And I am your host, Neha Singh. And I am here to spice up your life. If you like what you hear, don't forget to press subscribe. This podcast is going to help you bring awareness to your toxic traits, tackle your trauma, and teach you to stop self-sabotaging. Now, let's get started. Welcome to another episode, and before we get started, I just wanted to take a moment to thank every single one of you for taking time out to listen to this podcast today. My intention is that by the end of this podcast, not only are you going to learn valuable tools on how to say no, you are also going to learn how to navigate the guilt that also comes with saying no, especially to your loved ones. I want you to be able to feel empowered by the end of this podcast to understand that putting yourself first is not a want, it's a need. To give yourself the space to make yourself a priority is important for your survival because it is exactly what you need to allow you to keep going and moving forward and growing without burning yourself out and putting yourself in a position of harm. So many of us have been taught since we were little girls that in order to be a woman, the definition of being a woman is to be nurturing and to take care of others, to become homemakers and mothers, and the list can go on. And while all of these things are true, what many of us have failed to learn and really to be taught, it's no fault of our own, is how to love ourselves. How to accept ourselves for exactly who we are in this moment instead of forcing ourselves to mold into these individuals that others want us to be. We were not taught that it's important to have your own identity that is not tied to someone else's viewpoints. We were not taught that it is important for us to learn to
We weren't taught that it's okay to disappoint other people because it doesn't make us any less deserving of love. We weren't taught that who we are is enough and that's all we need to be. Instead, we were taught this version of what society thought was appropriate for us, that to be a woman, we need to fit into this container. I want each of you to take a second and ask yourself this question. Why is it so hard for you to say no? And I'll tell you why it was so hard for me. Because I was afraid to end up alone. And this was one of the hardest truths that I had to learn to accept. I spent so much of my life being ignored. And I'm not going to lie, it hurt. Being a little girl and just wanting to be seen, just wanting to be heard, but constantly getting pushed to the curb. It taught me really fast that if I wanted to be seen, I needed to be of service to others. So that meant getting attention by doing what other people wanted me to do. So I got used to being used. And that made me feel so much better because I wasn't alone. But in reality, I was seen. But I wasn't appreciated. I was heard, but I wasn't listened to. It felt good in the moment to tell myself that people actually cared, but in reality, they didn't actually care. So I decided, and very early on, learned that saying no was a negative thing. Because if I said no, that would mean being alone. It would mean getting abused, burdened, and overwhelmed. So even if my insides were screaming to say no, I had to say yes so that I could be accepted, so that I could quote unquote be loved, and so that I could stay away from those unpleasant situations. But I'm sure you can imagine that not being able to say no had repercussions of their own. I definitely got myself into some really lovely situations. And learning to unlearn that was a whole different ballgame, and it came with a lot of guilt. Now, the likelihood is, if you struggle with saying no, you probably also struggle with boundaries, and that's completely normal. It happens, right?
learning to set boundaries is a skill that comes with time, and a lot of us actually need to get taught the skill or modeled it in healthy ways, which for most of us wasn't the case. So if you haven't been taught it, that's okay. It doesn't mean that you won't ever know how to, but it is a learning curve, and bear with me for a moment. It is really risky because you're going to go from one extreme to another, but you will eventually find your balance. It's a process. It does not happen overnight. Now, I don't want you to feel embarrassed, but I do want you to challenge yourself because I want you to take a moment and imagine that uncomfortable feeling you have in your body when someone asks you to do something that you don't want to do. Maybe it's your heart racing. Maybe you're sweating, feeling uneasy, feeling that weird feeling inside your tummy. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's overwhelm. Maybe it's all of the above. Now, I want you to get in tune with that feeling because that feeling is your alarm system. It's telling you that now is the time to set that line because what that person in front of you is asking you to do in this moment is not okay. That doesn't mean that the person is asking you to do something bad, right? It doesn't have to be an extreme situation, but it might mean that in that moment, your body can't handle anything else because there's already so much going on. Now, I want you to give that feeling a name. I named mine Squish. I love Squish. And I want you to become friends with Squish and get to know each other because Squish is about to become your best friend. I know it sounds crazy, but it's really important because the more in tune you are with Squish, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to catch yourself when something's not feeling right. Self-awareness is key. Understanding your body is everything because that is what helps you prevent yourself from getting into those unpleasant situations, overextending yourself, and getting yourself into a state of burnout and survival. Now, the first step, like I said, is to become self-aware. You need to know how your body reacts. So again, paying attention to those sensations. Squish needs to become your best friend because she is the one who monitors your surrounding. Squish is always on alert. It is navigating, understanding, monitoring, and saying, okay, this goes in this category, this goes in that category. And it tells your body when it's time to go into survival mode. But no offense, Squish isn't very smart. To her, an ant is a tiger. So it's, again, really important for us to understand ourselves so that we can nurture, protect, and teach Squish that you're an adult. A tiger is a tiger and an ant is an ant. So it's really important for you to make that distinction by, again, understanding yourself and understanding your body. That's why it's really important to make yourself a priority. Because if you're not able to make yourself a priority, you're not going to be more aware. If you're not going to be more aware, well, Squish is going to be reactive, not very receptive. And you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to continue to live in survival mode and react on your triggers rather than becoming aware and receptive and have the ability to learn to regulate. It's our job as our adult versions to do that for Squish. So how does learning how to help you say no keep you out of survival mode? It does because now you're listening, you're reflecting, and you're giving yourself the opportunity and the space to give your body the time it needs to understand what's happening and limit the amount of pain you're about to feel. Because Squish's responsibility or Squish's job is to prevent pain. So that's essentially what it's doing. It doesn't want you to feel pain. It doesn't want you to cry. So it's going to do everything in its power to protect you. So by listening and understanding and reflecting, you're going to be able to understand your body's needs rather than reacting out of pure wit. Now, when you're learning to say no, an important part of this is being aware of your belief system. If your belief system is currently negative, which if you're listening to this, the chances are it probably is, it will go towards anything that will affirm that negative belief. For example, if your belief system is I'm not good enough, you will struggle with saying no because you want to feel good enough. You want to caretake because it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling and makes you feel that in the moment, I am enough for somebody. However, if your belief system is I am enough, you're going to feel more confident in saying no because you will let go of that fear of disappointing others and stand true to yourself.
Or a common one I often hear with a lot of my clients is, I am a caretaker. If you are going to tell yourself that you're a caretaker, you are going to take on the responsibility of the world and attract many broken cases. Or not cases, sorry, people. Clearly, guys, I can't talk today. So if you want to learn how to shift yourself into a healthy version, you need to learn how to shift your beliefs. So how do we start? The answer is practice, right? Practice is imperfection. Practice is learning how to be okay with not being perfect. Practice is practice, right? My favorite saying in the whole world is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And that's where practice comes into play, because it's like learning how to ride a bike. You just need to get on and start pedaling. And eventually, with practice, you'll master it. There's going to be some falls along the way, but over time, you're going to be able to get that balance. A technique that I often suggest is to look into the mirror and learn to say no to yourself. Because the chances are, if you're struggling to say no to other people, it's because you haven't learned how to say no to yourself and you haven't learned how to stay firm to your own boundaries. It's easy for other people to overstep and violate your boundaries because you are not looking out for you. And again, that's a really hard pill to swallow. And I'm sorry if that's triggered any of you, but that is the truth that all of us need to hear. So if you're able to look in the mirror and say no to yourself and get comfortable with that, and I guarantee if this is something you struggle with, saying it in the mirror is going to feel uncomfortable. The first time you do it, you're not going to be able to look at yourself directly in your eyes, and your body will probably reject it, and that's okay. But continue on, do it anyways. Fight past that discomfort, because truly and honestly, you're not going to grow if you let yourself stay if you let yourself stay comfortable. There I go again with not being able to talk. Now, also learn to start pre-planning situations that may arise, whether it be that you're going to a family gathering or a work event, or you're going to go see a friend that you haven't seen in a while, whatever the situation is, pre-plan those situations so that if there may be a situation that could come up where you have to say no, you're prepared for it, right? It doesn't mean that you're preparing for the worst. It just means that you're getting your body prepared in the odd case that that may happen. So you're more confident in what you're communicating. And be sure that when you are communicating with another person and saying, hey, I am not okay with this, you are firmly and clearly communicating those words to the other person, because as much as we would like other people to be mind readers, everyone is not a mind reader. Really, no one is. So it's your responsibility to be clear and direct, and your body language and the way that you speak is going to do that for you. So you want to have that confidence, you want to have your shoulders up high, and you want to mean what you say. So again, by pre-planning it and practicing it, you're basically telling your brain, hey, this might be what's going to happen. This is what I might be expecting. So when it happens in real time, your anxiety is not going to take over and you're going to have more confidence in making those decisions and being able to say no. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, saying no is a skill that you need to master. It is okay to be the villain in someone else's story. You cannot be everyone's superhero. It's not realistic because you are going to wear yourself thin and run on empty. And you cannot do that. You cannot be of service to anyone else if you cannot be there for yourself. You need to learn to make yourself a priority and understand that if you don't give yourself the space to be authentic, genuine, and true to yourself, how can you expect to do that for someone else? We all go through life wanting good, raw, emotional, vulnerable relationships with other people, but we often forget to have that relationship with ourselves. So I'm going to end off here, and I'm going to challenge each and every one of you. Now, if you have me on social media, you can send me this homework assignment, you can say, and share it with me if you're comfortable with it. If you're not, that's totally okay too. But I'm going to challenge you to write down all your fears and everything that you believe, whether it be negative or positive. And I want you to ask yourself how these beliefs affect every part of your life. Does it affect it
positively or does it affect it negatively, and what you can do to make changes. Now, when you're changing your belief system, learning how to set boundaries, learning how to say no, there are going to be moments where your body is going to not be your friend. It's going to reject it. It's going to say, hey, no, we don't want to do this. That is normal, because all you've done for this many years is react and act in a certain way. To change that is not going to be easy. It's going to be foreign for your body, and your body's going to be like, okay, girl, we're not doing this. But you are responsible to constantly remind yourself that you are safe in this present moment, and this is something that you need to do. Once you make that a practice, and once you remind yourself constantly, eventually it will become something that you will believe, and it will become easier. So, on that note, my lovely ladies, I am going to let you guys go. If you enjoyed today's podcast, again, I would love to hear your feedback, but please feel free to reach out to me on my social media or leave me a rating on the poll. Don't forget to subscribe and follow. I will look forward to seeing you, hearing you, being with you in the next podcast. Lots of love, endless hearts. Mwah, mwah. Bye, guys.